If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
More from the Your Hometown series as we explore Roselle. Ride with us today and we'll show you why Roselle is the perfect place to call your hometown. Brought to you by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, and by McDonald's.
And I can tell you, in all the Your Hometowns we've ever done, and trust me, I know I've been to every single one of them to film the video, Roselle is the first time we ended up at a cat lounge and boutique. It's called the Cat House. It's really sweet and cool, and Irene Lee is here to talk about it. Irene, you really are a unique place in the suburbs, aren't you?
Hi, I'd like to think so. Thank you.
Yeah, you are. I don't know how many cat cafes there are. Can you just kind of explain the concept of what this place is for those that have no idea?
Sure, yeah. So a lot of cat people would know my place as a cat cafe, which is kind of like a broad term. So for that, my concept of a cat cafe was to provide a space where people can pay admission to spend time with about 10 to 30 adoptable cats. And then they can also shop for some cute cat-themed merchandise, and they can also buy like a unique snack or a drink to also enjoy while visiting with the cat.
And you get to hang out with them. They crawl over you if they're comfortable. You pet them. It's relaxing for you. It's nice for them, too.
Exactly. Yeah, that is the goal. It's kind of like cat therapy. I get a lot of people that come in for the lunch hour as well that just need kind of like to take a breath and relax. And I like to think that we provide that space. And yeah, the cats have full access to the store, so they're just free roaming. They're everywhere.
Irene, why did you venture out to do this?
Yeah, sure. So let's see. So I went to school to do some sort of like mental health work, and I ended up working in social work for a couple of years. But before that, I worked at an animal shelter when I lived back in another state, Texas. So I continued to foster cats, even though I was doing, you know, my big girl job, doing the social work thing. I just continued to rescue and foster cats, and it finally got to a point where I was like, I think there should be a cat cafe here. And I want one here, so I'm gonna make it happen. So yeah, I just did it.
I love that. That's, you know, that's honestly the kind of gumption a small business owner needs to succeed. Is just the, yeah, I have this vision, and we're gonna make it work, come what may. And right. That's kind of what you have. Yeah. Why Roselle?
Yeah. So I thought about this too, because I know this segment is all about Roselle, and honestly, when I first started this journey, it took me months to finally land in Roselle. I reached out to every city possible in this area of the suburbs, and I got rejected over 30-plus times,
whoa.
I would say. And then, yeah, people not understanding, like, oh, you want cats and food together? You want cats free? Like, you know, just a lot of confusion, because the cat cafe is, that concept is still new in the U.S., but yeah, one day I called Roselle. I was like, oh, I care about this town that's close by to Schaumburg. Let's give them a try. And I called the village of Roselle, and I was like, hey, I have this idea. I want to have adoptable cats in a store. What are your thoughts on that? And they were like, let me look at our zoning code. And then they said, yeah, that'll work. And I said, are you hearing me right now? Like, I'm going to have lots of cats in a store. Are you sure? And they said, our codes are written for that. So I was like, okay, here I come then.
Oh, that's a great story that you found them. They kind of found you too as the only ones to say yes. Right. I guess that says a lot about Roselle, as they're going through, they're building a renaissance, rebuilding things up. And you're a part of that too. That's got to be thrilling.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I mean, the more, we've been open for about 3 months now, and I'm getting to know the community more, and I'm supporting, I'm asking for help across the street from the printing company and this and that, and getting to know all the other small businesses here. And I definitely understand the small hometown, why people would like that.
Yeah, I love that. I also love, hey, you got a niche in the market, and that market is big for you, because 30 towns around there said no. Roselle said yes. I love that. So I bet a lot of people are interested right now. Is it, should you make an appointment? Can you just wander on up? How do you want things to work at the Cat House?
Yeah, so definitely reservations are recommended, which can be made through the website, thecathouselounge.com. And then we take walk-ins when there is space available. But keep in mind, please do the reservation if possible, especially because the weekends are getting very packed. And I just hate turning people away. So that's why I say, like, try to reach out before you show up if you're not able to book a spot.
Right. You don't want too many people in there, too, obviously, to distress the cats. Now, the cats are adoptable, too, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I partner with Heartland Animal Shelter, who's located in Wheeling. And so we have this great partnership where they're able to intake cats that they think would be great in this kind of environment. Obviously, because they're seeing so many people. We see about, like, 80 visitors a day at, like, max capacity. And so I need very social, very friendly cats, kid-friendly, people-friendly, all those things. And so Heartland has been great selecting those cats and bringing them over here.
And I assume they all are up on their shots and all that sort of stuff.
Yes. Yep. Vaccinated up to their age and spayed and neutered and all the things that that a shelter would be responsible for. So
that's
yeah.
Great. That's so cool. I am so thrilled for you as a small business owner finding a home. I'm happy to hear that you're getting packed on the weekends. That's great news. That's what we'd like to hear here. And thecathouselounge.com is where people can go for more and visit you guys in Roselle. Irene, good luck, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, we're excited for you. Thecathouselounge.com. I can see why they booked it for Lisa's show. I know she would have been thrilled to chat with Irene as a lover of animals. I know a lot of you listeners for Lisa's show love animals, too. That's really cool.